Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Today we learn Lesson 18. Today's key sentence is
道に迷ってしまいました。
道に迷ってしまいました。I'm lost.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Anna visited a bookstore with her friends, Sakura and Rodrigo. After they left the store, she lost sight of the two.
Anna isn't sure what to do, so she calls Sakura and asks for help. Let's listen to the skit for lesson 18.
もしもし、さくらさん?助けてください。道に迷ってしまいました。
今どこ?
目の前に郵便局があります。
わかった。そこにいて。
Okay, let's go over the skit. Anna says to Sakura.
もしもし、さくらさん。
Hello, Sakura.
もしもし。
Is a word you use when you begin speaking to a person on the phone.
Sakura-san.
This is addressing Sakura.
助けてください。
Please help me.
助けてください。
Consists of the te form of
助けます。
To help, which is
助けて
and
ください。
Please, an expression of a request.You say this when you're at a loss and call for help. Let's say it together.
助けてください。
If the situation is more serious, we'd say 助けて、help, right?
That's right. You would probably say that. Okay, let's pronounce it together.
助けて。
Anna continues.
道に迷ってしまいました。
I'm lost, or literally, I've lost my way.This is today's key sentence.
道
is way.
に
is a particle indicating the direction of a movement.
迷ってしまいました
is to have become lost.
迷って
is the te form of
迷います
to become lost. You say
しまいました
after the te form of verbs to express that you have done something carelessly or absent-mindedly.Or in other situations, that you have done something completely, as she could also be saying that she is completely lost.
A te-form verb and shimaimashita, right?
Yes. Now I've got a question for you, Jonathan.
間違えます
is to make a mistake. How would you say, I have made a mistake?
Okay, let me see. The te-form of 間違えます is 間違えて。Then we'd add shimaimashita to it. So the answer is, 間違えてしまいました。I've made a mistake.
Great job! And you didn't make a mistake when you said that. Next, Sakura asks Anna.
今どこ?
Where are you now?
今
is now.
どこ?
Is where. This is a shortened and casual way of asking. Where are you now?
今どこにいますか?
Say it with a rising intonation. Anna answers.
目の前に郵便局があります。
There's a post office right in front of me.
目
is eye or eyes.
の
is a particle linking nouns.
前
is front.
目の前。
目の前 means right in front.に is a particle indicating a place.
郵便局
is a post office.
な
is a particle indicating a subject.
あります
is a verb saying there is something. And Sakura answers.
わかった
I see.
わかった
is I see. It's the ta form of the verb.
わかります
to understand.Jonathan, do you remember how we change verbs to the ta form?
I think so. In the case of わかります, you first remove ます, and because the word has the syllable り before ます, you remove り and add た, so you get わかった.
That's perfect. Continuing on, Sakura says,
そこにいて。
そこにいて。Stay there.
そこに
means at that place, in this case, where you are now.
そこ
is there or that place. And に is a particle indicating a place.
いて
is the て form of the verb.
います
to stay. From it, you remove ます and add て。
Now here, Sakura is omitting ください, please, at the end of the sentence, right?
Yes, that's right. It's a more casual way of speaking. Okay, let's listen to the skit for lesson 18 again.
もしもし、さくらさん、助けてください。道に迷ってしまいました。
今どこ？
目の前に郵便局があります。
わかった。そこにいて。
Now our corner for Teacher's Teacher. This program's supervisor, Professor Akane Tokunaga, teaches us today's point for learning.
Today's key sentence is 迷ってしまいました. I'm lost. Can you please teach us completely how to use this expression, しまいました?
Well, let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
She says, if you say
しまいました
after the て form of verbs, you're saying that you have ended or completed an action. That is to say, you can no longer redo the action or bring it back to the former state. So you often use
しまいました
when you have failed in doing something or showing regret for what you have done.Suppose, for example, you have broken a dish. When we break a surface or a solid into pieces, you use
割ります。
In this word, the syllable before ます is り。So its て form is 割って。To it, you add
しまいました。割ってしまいました。
割ってしまいました。That means, I have broken it.In this way, you can convey a nuance that you were careless and broke a dish.
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next up is our corner for sound words, where we introduce words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors.
Oro oro.
Oh my gosh, Michelle. Oro oro.I have no idea what this means!
Calm down, Jonathan! This word describes a person who has panicked or lost his or her presence of mind due to something totally unexpected happening. Sort of like how you are panicking right now.
Okay, I think I'm okay.
Okay, so here's an expression that is also similar.
うろうろ
うろうろ I'm not really sure.
Well,This describes a person who is moving around, not knowing what to do under a certain situation. In today's sound words, we introduced
おろおろ
and
うろうろ
Before we close, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's Anna's tweets.
今日は
I was told if I ever get lost, I can go to a police box. People say police officers will show me a map that tells me which way to go. Did you enjoy lesson 18?
Next time, will Anna be reunited with Sakura and Rodrigo?
Find out what happens when you join us again.
Sayonara!